This is a special episode of Thoughts, Questions, and Concerns. This term, I am taking a podcast production class, and some of the assignments are literally just producing podcast episodes. And, well, I had, like, my friends on, and honestly, they're better produced than my actual podcast. However, we do use our real names in it. Also, this is being recorded on, like, my shitty mic at home and not at my school's podcast room. So I apologize for the difference in audio quality. Anyways, enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of Dan's Music to bring you a special bulletin from the Interstellar Pop Charts. At the top of the charts tonight, we have the Martian sensation that's taking the galaxy by storm. But first, a word from our sponsor. Are you tired of the same old snacks weighing you down? Ready to take your taste buds on a wild adventure? Look no further than Flying Fish Snacks, the revolutionary new snack sensation that's making waves. Straight from the depths of the ocean to the skies above, these fish are not just swimming, they're flying. Whether you're craving a salty sea breeze or a zesty splash of lemon, Flying Fish Snacks has you covered. With flavors as bold as the ocean and a crunch that defies gravity, you'll be hooked from the first taste. Dive into a bag of Flying Fish Snacks and let your taste buds take flight. Available not at your nearest grocery store. Flying Fish Snacks. Snack like you're flying. And now, back to our scheduled program. As I was saying, the Martian pop stars have descended upon Earth with their otherworldly beats and mesmerizing melodies. From their spaceship stages, they unleash their catchy tunes upon the unsuspecting masses.
We're receiving reports of pandemonium in the streets as fans flock to see the Martian pop stars perform live. Their concerts are drawing crowds of adoring fans who can't get enough of their extraterrestrial melodies.
But not everyone is singing along. There are reports of protests and riots breaking out as some Earthlings fear the influence of the Martian pop culture invasion.
And now we go live to the scene where a group of protesters is gathered outside the Martian mothership demanding that the pop stars leave Earth at once.
We won't let you invade our planet with your alien music. Go back to Mars where you belong.
We come in peace, Earthlings. Our music is meant to unite and inspire. We only wish to share our art with the universe. Also, we have seen your film Pitch Perfect in a bit to meet the one day bumper.
Despite the protests, the Martian pop stars continue to captivate audiences around the world with their electrifying performances. But as the night wears on, rumors begin to spread of a more sinister motive behind their visit.
We're receiving reports that the Martian pop stars may not be as benevolent as they appear. Some eyewitnesses claim to have seen some strange devices being unloaded from their spaceship stages.
Could it be that the Martian pop stars are not here to entertain us, but to conquer us? Only time will tell as the invasion of the pop stars unfolds.
This is Agent Smith reporting from the secret government facility. We've intercepted transmissions indicating possible hostile intentions from the Martian pop stars. Our top scientists are analyzing the data, but time is running out. We must act swiftly to protect our planet. The fate of humanity hangs in the balance. If these pop stars are indeed planning an invasion, we must be prepared to defend ourselves at all costs. Gather the troops and mobilize the forces. We will not let Earth fall into the hands of extraterrestrial conquerors.
Oh yeah, we must beat the one they call Taylor Swift. Apparently, she has not lost in the last 4 years. Oh, are we on?
Fear not, Earthlings. We bring only love and music to your planet. Our intentions are pure, and our mission is to spread joy throughout the galaxy. Let us unite in harmony and celebrate the power of music to transcend all boundaries.
Stay tuned to this frequency for further updates on the War of the Worlds, Invasion of the Pop Stars.